So Maggie, I was particularly keen to get your perspective on this sector, especially to date. What we've seen in the last few months, we've seen a lot of companies get financed in Scandinavia and the Oslo Stock Exchange, and that's been the main mechanism that a lot of these projects have been using to get project financing. Do you think that your constituency, North America, family offices, are interested in this space, and how do they perceive the risks inherent in land-based farming, aqua farming rather?
Yeah, so just a small correction, which is that CREO members are not just in North America, but are actually global, though we do have a large number of members in the Americas and Europe. So this represents thoughts from across those geographies. But what I will say is that when I started in this role 18 months ago, there was significant interest in land-based aquaculture. Whenever I would connect with these investors, it seemed like a topic that was top of mind. So much so that I pulled together a group discussion of our members so that they could share with one another what they were seeing in the sector, both their interests as well as their concerns. And over this time, I have seen a number of land-based opportunities, which I've shared out, and they've gotten various levels of traction from among our membership. But what I will say is, over the past few months, it seems like there is less excitement around the space. Again, this is what I'm hearing from our membership. But on the other hand, I'm still sharing out the deals that I see and still getting some interest, though it does feel like perhaps that initial interest is not being taken into diligence as it was previously. So a few things on this, Matt, which you and I have discussed, and you mentioned in the presentation, which is there seems to be growing interest in other species besides salmon. The larger salmon projects require a lot of capital, which either are beyond the means of many family offices, or if they were to participate, their ownership is so diluted that they can't have a meaningful impact in ownership of the company if that's their strategy. And for many of them, it is. And so there's an interest in other species, other high-value species. And I've been seeing a lot of shrimp deals, as you mentioned. And so this seems to be gaining some interest and some traction. But broadly, there is still concern around many of the risks I'm sure we'll get into today. But in particular, looking at against really high CapEx costs, really high capital needs, and there's a strong desire to see the cost of production get lower and be closer to that of ocean-based production. And then the last thing I'll say on this is that I have seen a number of our members who might be interested in this space and want to be able to, in some ways, engage in it, capitalize on its success, and then take bets on it. But they're not doing it through investing in production. They're doing it through investing in ancillary technologies and companies that plan to partner with RAS companies, RAS production companies, but aren't actually doing the production themselves.
That's great, thanks. Do you think there'd be any other mechanisms that in which they could invest in the, you know, the live production assets? I mean, we've seen a lot of new investment trends recently, the whole SPAC kind of craze, I guess, has emerged. Are there instruments where it would become more appealing?
SPAC's an interesting one. And I think we would want to see revenue, significant revenue, before you're going to SPAC. And as your presentation just pointed out, there's a lot of companies that are in the earlier stages. And even companies that are already in production, their revenue is still limited. They're looking to scale. Again, there are a few who might be exceptions to that. So I don't know whether the logical route is to SPAC, but it does provide a significant amount of capital to companies, but I haven't seen from our membership an interest. There is a lot of interest broadly from Creo membership in SPACs, but not necessarily in the aquaculture space. With that being said, there might be other mechanisms, for example, project finance, which might diminish some of the risks than to someone who's just going in with equity. But I have to say, of the companies who pitch to me, I see pretty traditional financing structures.
Great, thank you.